Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Over the years, I've written frequently about change. In fact, I have nearly 1,000 teachings, television scripts, Rich Thoughts conference calls, or sermons, where I've discussed how it's absolutely necessary for us to change in order to become the person that God intended us to be. In fact, before we started on air here with the phone call, I checked and there are over 250 Rich Thoughts nuggets which talk about how we must change to embrace our destiny.
Wow.
There are 7 personal obstacles that each of us must face, fight, and win before we'll ever manifest the kind of life changes we desire. Here they are. Number 1, recognize the necessity of change. One of our favorite scriptures, Romans 12:2, in the Classic Amplified Bible, reveals the need to change in our lives, truthfully, on a daily basis. Here's what it says.
Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you.
There are 7 keys in that passage of Scripture. First, do not be conformed to this world, this age. Second, fashion after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. Third, be transformed, hallelujah, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. Fourth, by its new ideals and new attitudes. Fifth, so that you may prove for yourselves. Sixth, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? And seventh, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you? I'm sure you're surprised I didn't quote Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, so here it is. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That's part of it. But listen to Romans 12:2 in the Contemporary English Version. Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you'll know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right, baby.
Amen. Number 2, you can't just talk it. You have to walk it.
Amen.
Some people live behind a facade pretending to be what they're not. It's time for us to get real. No facade, just God. One of the ways I like to put it is, you can always look good, but the question is, are you good? There are those who pretend to live the righteous Christian life with everything under control, but the point of it is it's not. Have you ever seen a duck swimming on the surface? He just seems to effortlessly glide along. However, under the water, you know that duck is paddling with all his might in some ways, in an all effort to get where he's got to go.
And stay afloat.
So how many of us live our lives that way? Change is a result of decisions we make and the actions we take. In 1 John 3, verse 18, in God's Word translation, it says, "Dear children, we must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words." The point of it is this: God sees the actions we take. In Proverbs 5, verse 21 in God's Word translation, it says, "Each person's ways are clearly seen by the Lord, and He surveys all his actions." Andrew Carnegie once said, "As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do."
Wow, that's a great quote.
It's a profound quote. And it's time for us to walk the talk as we are changed into His image and His likeness, because there's really no other way it's going to happen.
That's it. Third, get rid of your security blanket.
We just talked about Charles Schultz the other day.
Yeah, we did. Sunday night.
Linus and the security blanket.
That's exactly right. Get rid of your security blanket. Some people never change because they're comfortable living with the security blanket of mediocrity. They don't see it that way. And that's because they're mired in a comfort zone. These folks will never take a risk because they're afraid of the unknown, of failure. That's not the way to live. It's only the way to exist. Here are three powerful quotes. First, I'm sorry, two quotes, and didn't count them right. First, former President Richard Nixon once said, "If you take no risk, you'll suffer no defeats. But take no risk, you'll win no victories."
That's right. Peter Drucker, the renowned management consultant, said, "People who don't take risks generally make about two big mistakes a year. People who do take risks generally make two big mistakes a year."
Wow.
That's interesting.
It is. History is filled with the stories of people who never ventured out of their comfort zone, even though they had million-dollar ideas, because it was comfortable, with no fear of failure. It's time.
Yep.
It's time to loose that security blanket and get out of your comfort zone and just and make the changes that you need to make in your daily habit and lifestyle.
Ask yourself, what one habit would you like to have more than anything else? In Job 22, verse 26 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways."
Number four, don't be delusional. If you want to accomplish something which you're either not doing or trying, then your talk of success is delusional. Suppose you were to walk up to Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitar players ever. You said, "Hey, Eric, I always wanted to play the guitar. Could you give me a few pointers?" Clapton would respond, "Of course. Let's start with what you already know. Play me a few chords." And the person responds, "Well, I've never even picked up a guitar. I just thought it'd be fun to play one. It would impress my girlfriend." Can you guess who wouldn't be impressed? Eric Clapton. Because his time was just wasted by someone who was being delusional. To think you'll be successful without even making an effort is it's delusional and an attitude that must change. This is true in many personal goals, like weight release. It's delusional to have a Snicker bar between each meal and think you're going to lose weight. Not happening, says one who loves Snicker bars. Listen, use wisdom. That's why God gives it to us so freely. That's what we need to do.
Number five, reluctance to change. Sadly, we've seen reluctance to change more in the church sometimes than any other sector of our economy. Some people think that any kind of change is bad because they assume anything different is automatically worse. We've always done things this way. We don't see any need to change. Don't resist change. Embrace it. When people fear change because it will require more effort on their part, they're missing the boat. "I just don't have the time to do that or make those changes." But yet, they're not going to see any fruit being produced from their lives based on what they're currently doing. So some people have a reluctance to change even in the marketplace because they feel it's going to be a threat to their job, their performance, their future. Change is inevitable, so we need to learn how to embrace it. And remember, the only way we're ever going to get to lead the band is if we're willing to face the music.
I love that. By the way, if you want to lead the band, you got to face the music.
That's what I just said.
I know. I'm just saying it again because I like it.
All right.
Number six, create a new reality by changing.
Matthew 3:2 says, "And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for repent is G3344. It means to change one's mind. The Classic Amplified Translation of Matthew 3, verse 2 says, "And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
You know, honey, we've said this recently. Where a person will spend eternity, heaven or hell, changes when they change their mind.
That's actually quite profound.
Whether we live in lack or surplus, changes. We change our mind. Whatever circumstances we're dealing with,
change
when we change our mind.
That's it. And that's why and how Ephesians 4, verse 23, this in the Living Bible says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better."
Hallelujah.
And that's how we get better.
That's true.
By changing the way we think.
Number 7, recognize you can't change by yourself. Change is a decision, but you're going to need help. Think about these scriptures.
The first one is Acts 3, verse 19 in the Living Bible. "Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to him so he can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord."
Second, 1 Peter 5:7, the Living Bible. "Let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you."
I love that one. Third, Colossians 1, verse 6, New Living Translation. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace.
Fourth, Psalm 37:5 in the New Living Translation. "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you."
Hallelujah.
Real simple, short verse. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him to do what his word says, and he will help you. Not might, could, or should. He will help you. So how do you avoid obstacles, roadblocks, detours, potholes? By allowing God to bring the best out of you, by allowing him to transform you into a new person, by changing the way you think.
It's not always easy to allow God to do it, but it's certainly transformational in a good way.
Absolutely. Go to HaroldHerring.com up at the top. Well, first, go to HaroldHerring.com, check out this week's two-minute video. And if you've been blessed by the teaching, go up to the top where it says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.